The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, somebody wants some clarity. I love it. I love it. I wish I could have that, you know, heavenly music in the background. La, la. You know, all right, here I am. I'm kind of clarifying some things, giving you a clear path of what to do for your health. Timothy from Pahrump, Nevada. I love Pahrump. I go there as often as I can. Says, Doctor, when will someone tell us what we should do for our health? Between the news informing us we eat too much salt or too little salt, can you clarify, see there it is, clarify, what we should do when it comes to eating, sleeping, sex, exercise, our health overall? Okay, yeah, I can do that. Okay, see, this is good. Look at the power I have. Look at the power. Well, I say guys should just sleep for 3 hours, you know? Okay, no, I'll do it right. I'll do it. I'll be nice. I'll be nice. Okay. First of all, stay in Pahrump. Pahrump is a good city. You're going to get plenty of sunshine. All right. You know, there's, you know, good places to eat. All right. You know, you got good grocery stores to get good fresh food. So first of all, that's going to help with your health. But for everybody else, all right. So what are we supposed to be doing for good health? It's completely different now than when we were kids. When we were kids, it was play outside, do your mulligan stew, your 4-4-3-2, 4 grains, 4 fruits and vegetables, 3 meats and 2, or 3 dairy and 2 meats a day. Right? You know, that's what we were told to do. And by the way, it worked. I mean, you know, we did pretty good. Right? You know, things started to go sour when we started to eat out more. When the TV dinner wasn't just a unique treat, but was our main staple. Fast food was our main staple. These things weren't treats anymore. Moms were working more and more, so you didn't have somebody home all day cooking and cleaning like we had when we were kids. You know, even though my mom was kind of on the forefront of what women did, you know, she had been working in the legal field, etc. Many times she was home, you know, with us cooking, cleaning, all right? And so she would buy groceries and she would cook a meal. We didn't eat out. You know, and so now that we are eating out, we're picking something up on the way home, etc. We have all this salt. He's probably alluding to the story we talked about in the last hour, where too little salt in your diet could also put you at risk for heart disease. So there's too much and there's too little, which means it has to be just right. So let's talk about this. What should you be doing for your health? I mean, let's get practical here. Okay, first and foremost, when it comes to eating, okay, just be smart. If you're going to eat crap, just do it once in a blue moon, okay? Eat as many vegetables and fruit a day as you can. Substitute fruit and vegetables for meat and bread. And make sure you're getting protein. Add nuts, all right? You know, and fish. Get some fish in there because you get some good fish oils. Don't overeat one certain type of fish, just in case with the mercury. Just don't overdo stuff, but be smart about what you do, okay? And get those vegetables in you. Make sure they're clean. Make sure you wash everything off, okay? And, you know, think of fresh. Think fresh, green, bright color type stuff, all right? If you want a treat, fine. You can have a little bit, but just a little bit. Soda should not be your staple drink. Even coffee should not be your staple drink. You should be drinking water with your foods. Okay, calcium. Getting calcium will help you lose weight. Calcium's important, but not by the pill. Get your calcium from calcium-rich foods. Oh, but I'm lactose intolerant. Well, a lot of us are lactose intolerant, right? And a lot of us all day long. Then maybe take those little lactate tablets. But I want you to get your four food groups. just like we learned, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Whether it's 8 glasses of water or 10 glasses of water, don't overdo the water, but make sure you're replenishing yourself based on your activity. Okay, and make sure you don't overexert yourself without replenishing certain nutrients. All right, in terms of sun exposure, don't get too much sun. Too much sun could put you at risk for melanoma. Even a little bit of sun can. So be smart. Protect yourself if you're going out into the sun. But definitely get some sun. Don't be sitting inside all the time. Don't always sit. If you have a job that always sits, get off your butt and try to move around in that job. Or try to sit on one of those rolly balls or be on one of those treadmills to exercise. When it comes to sleeping, 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night is great. Make sure it's roughly the same time. Make sure there's a good cycle. If you do feel tired every now and then, listen to your body. Let your body rest. That's how your body rejuvenates itself. When it comes to sex, how many times should you have sex? It all depends on what the relationship wants. Okay, the relationship has to be happy. If you want sex every day and your partner doesn't, that could be an issue. But if you guys are comfortable with a couple, you know, sexual experiences per month, that's fine too. Whatever makes all sides happy. What else did we talk about? Exercise. Okay, the guidelines now are 1 hour of exercise 3 times a week. The reason why is we find that people that go to the gym a few times a week do pretty damn good. All right, so 1 hour of exercise 3 times a week. All right, however, I think it's better to do a small amount of exercise every day. If you could get a 30-minute workout every day and that gets to be your routine, then you get used to exercise being part of your day. You don't get to go to bed and brush your teeth until you did your workout that day. So I would rather you do exercise every day, but if not, you go to the gym 3 times a week, great, good for you. You're already doing what you're supposed to. Okay? Go for your regular checkups with your doctor. Make sure you get your skin checkups, your eye checkups. Make sure you get your heart looked at. Make sure you're getting your blood work done. Okay, if you're due for pap smears, get that done. Prostate checks, get that done. We've talked about colonoscopy starting at age 50. Colon cancer screens, unless there's colon cancer in the family or you have any risk factors, you should do it then in your 40s. Start earlier or even earlier than that, depending on the history. Same thing with heart. Any cardiac history in the family, you should be getting your hearts checked. Have a cardiologist take a peek at you. Make sure you're going to the dentist. Make sure you're going to the eye doctor. Routine type stuff. You know, it sounds like a lot. That just sounded exhausting. But this is your body. I am sick and tired of seeing people spend more time on their cars than they do on their body. This is your body. Okay, this is what has to go for another 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Okay, make it last. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Well, baby, me, well, baby, Saturday night. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, most of us lived on Top Ramen in our less fortunate days, even though I was happier then. I was happy eating my 10-cent bowl of ramens. I don't know if I was happy because I loved the taste or if I loved the fact that I was saving money because my Top Ramen meal only cost me 10 cents. Unfortunately, they say instant varieties and ramen increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. You're like, no. If you eat Top Ramen, they say, ramen-type noodles, two or three times a week, especially if you're a woman, you are significantly increasing your risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Come on. U.S. scientists found people who ate these, including the Japanese noodle soup dish ramen, had an increased risk of developing cardiometabolic syndrome, therefore increased heart disease, diabetes, stroke. The findings were published in the Journal of Nutrition. This is a very, very common dietary habit. I mean, noodles. Especially instant noodles. Oh my gosh, I'm looking at these noodles. They look kind of yummy. Dr. Shin, who led the study on behalf of the Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital in Texas, said instant noodles and ramen appear to be particularly damaging in women's health. They say ramen consumption is relatively high among Asian populations. The research primarily looked at South Korea, which is the highest instant noodle consumption in the world per person. Apparently, they have had, South Koreans have had a rapid rise in health problems like heart disease, etc. So they decided to look at noodle consumption and the health risks. And they found that many of these noodles are high in salt. Alright, and as we talked about the previous hour, high salt could put you at risk for these issues. Earlier this year, a gastrointestinal specialist from Massachusetts General looked at people having difficulty digesting dried ramen noodles. What they did is they took a camera into the digestive cavity and looked at the activity of how it reacted as instant ramen noodles were going through it. They say these instant ramen noodles have TBHQ, or tertiary butyl hydroquinone. This is a food additive that is a byproduct of butane. And butane is used in the petroleum industry. You see how there's so much crap we get in our foods? Yeah. They say the most striking thing about the experiment is when you looked at the interval, like 1 to 2 hours, they said the ramen noodles were less broken down than homemade ramen noodles. This is the instant ramen noodles. So I think it's the instant that's more of a problem than the other. Also start to mess with sex hormones, metabolism, etc. They said another issue could be BPA. A lot of the bisphenol A used in the package of noodles also causing styrofoam containers. So when you look at this all together, you're like, okay, wait a second here. I thought I was doing right eating my ramen noodles. Well, here's the thing when it comes to the ramen thing. You know, when I think back to when I was skinny, okay, my skinniest days, it was when my dinner would be top ramen. Okay, either I would have the beef packet or the chicken packet. Now, that wasn't by any means a nutritious, well-balanced meal. But a lot of you will do that. You will have instant lunches and use those as a means to avoid weight. We have to be really, really careful when we hear these stories. And I'm not saying go on the top ramen diet by any means. They're right about the salt. They're right about a lot of those, okay? It's not, like I said, a well-balanced meal. Now, if you do it right, the way the Asian cultures do it, with the noodles and the vegetables in there, some of them will even put some meat, you could make it almost a balanced meal, all right, very easily. But when you do the instant, yeah, all right, obviously you're going to put yourself more at risk because of the salt, etc. However, I understand that some of you, rather than eating a hamburger, fries, and a soda pop, are trying to lose weight by moving to a little ramen dish. And you're looking at the calories, and you're finding that the calories are way less. So rather than eating a, 1,200-calorie lunch, you're eating a 200-calorie instant ramen bowl. And you're questioning, why are we now at risk for diabetes by doing that? It's if you do the ramen, if you aren't doing it to lose weight. I mean, again, it depends on what your situation is. I'm not saying ramen's okay if you're trying to lose weight. But, you know, take everything into perspective. I don't mind if you guys have a ramen dish once in a while. But if you're using that as your staple, no, that's not going to work. So it's just one of those things where, it's tempting. Man, I go to the store and you could get, 20 packets, like for a dollar? You could bring home cases of top ramen noodles. I'm with you. That's pretty, it's pretty cool. It is. And they are yummy. But just keep in mind, you can't do that all the time. All right, the study is now hinting at the link between poor sleep and suicide. I'm not sure why they're hinting. This has been studied before, and there's a definite link. They say sleeping difficulties may increase the risk of suicide in older adults, even when other symptoms of depression are absent. The study looked at adults 65 or older and said poor sleep included difficulty falling or staying asleep, waking up early in the morning, having daytime sleepiness, not feeling fully rested after a night's sleep. They said sleep disturbances alone are a risk factor, and it unfortunately could put these people at risk for suicide. Among the study, there were 20 study participants who died by suicide. 19 were men. The researchers randomly matched these 20 people to 400 living participants based on age and that. The study could not prove that the sleeping patterns actually caused the suicidal thoughts or attempts, all right? But they saw that these people that were suicidal were having poor sleep. So that's how they made that correlation, all right? So poor sleep quality puts you at a 40% greater odds of dying by suicide in the next 10 years. Now, when we look at what happened with Robin Williams, okay? I mean, we know thousands of people. I guess 12 out of every 100,000 people die by suicide each year in the United States. Suicide is a lot more common than we think, and those are the ones reported. And you know, Robin Williams dying definitely has, you know, thrust into the main topic, the forefront, you know, depression. And how did something like that get missed, and how do we prevent this from happening to people we love? If you have somebody who has, I mean, you saw his, I mean, oh my gosh, his home in Napa, wow. You know, he was an icon. He had fame, and you know, you look at that, and you know, you look at him living a dream, you know, getting to host you know, award shows, still being honored for his past work, even if his current work wasn't, even if his current work wasn't maybe being promoted as much, and I know he lost a TV show, etc. You know, he looks like he had a pretty fulfilling life. Had kids, you know, relationships, etc. And we've talked about this. It's none of our business to try to figure out, you know, why he did this or if it was the right thing to do. I mean, we don't judge. Okay, he, you know, for him, this was the choice he wanted to make. Okay, yes, it, you know, hurts a lot of people, you know, but I mean, it's his choice, and there's no sense bad-mouthing him. The man died. Let him rest in peace. And I get so upset when I hear people bad-mouthing Robin Williams, okay? He had a lot of struggles, and unfortunately, he did not find life worth living, and that's a very, very frightening thought that happened. But then it makes us, though, talk about, okay, well, what to do to protect our living? What do we do to protect the people around us that could unfortunately be going through the same thing? If you have a superstar who is, I mean, the root of so much, so many giggles and comedic lines and has entertained us to such a degree, and, you know, of, you know, much wealth and fame, you know, finding life not worth living, then this really makes us nervous when we have friends and family who've lost their jobs, lost their spouses, lost their... We get really, really nervous. And, you know, what do we do? Well, we've talked about the signs of depression many times, so we'll quickly review how to identify it and what's probably the best way to approach it. But, you know, we have too many people that unfortunately hurt themselves, or they, you know, I know we're waiting for a toxicology report. There's been some question that maybe Robin Williams was not of sound mind when he did this. Maybe he was back on some sort of, you know, drugs, and while he was intoxicated, decided to take his life. There was no suicide note. We don't know, like I said, which is why it's really too early to conjecture. Stay put. We're going to talk about that when we come back. 1-877 Doc Bell.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so first, you know, when you look at, you know, what happened with Robin Williams or anybody else that you've known has committed suicide, or was it Owen Wilson who tried to take his life? and luckily he didn't. You know, you look around you and you go, well, who around me could be at risk? Well, there are risk factors and people of, there are groups of people that could be more at risk. Although, you know, the number one thing a family member will say when somebody committed suicide is, I never saw this coming. Yeah, nobody saw this coming. They never seemed to have any issues. Then later you start to look at it and go, well, actually they did. They did have depression. They did give some of the warning signs, but you just didn't look for it. Okay, we're blind to it. Okay, when everything's all hunky-dory, we just take everybody for granted. Sometimes you have to actually stop and look objectively at the family member next to you, and you see them kind of walking around, meandering through life. Nobody's noticing them. They're staying quiet, etc. And that's when you need to go, okay, that's the person I need to watch. So people who have had a history of depression or bipolar disorder are at risk. People who've used alcohol or substance abuse, people with anxiety disorders. There's a lot of people out there with anxiety disorders and depression. If you think about it, people with psychotic disorders, kids that might have had a conduct disorder, oppositional, defiant, antisocial, other sorts of issues that were diagnosed as a kid, they could be at risk. Impulsive type of people, aggressive type of people, if they have a borderline or an antisocial personality disorder, schizophrenia, that could do it as well. Risk factors are here being offered by the AFSP.org. They give a real nice discussion on risk factors and warning signs of suicide. If they've ever tried to commit suicide before, even if it was 20 years ago, this is somebody you need to watch. If there's a suicide attempt in the family, it could be extremely genetic. We hear that a lot. Dad committed suicide, the kid later commits suicide. Very, 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 very frightening. And then if somebody has a serious medical condition, one thing I was really concerned about with Robin Williams is he looked very, very thin compared to all his other pictures out there. And I was afraid maybe he was diagnosed with a pretty serious medical condition and this is the way he wanted to go rather than the medical condition. So a serious medical condition could put somebody at risk, like cancer, heart disease, etc. Robin Williams, I believe, had open heart surgery back in 2009. Heart conditions and heart attacks do put people at risk for depression and even suicide. Okay, cancer, a biggie also. Then you need to look at somebody who's undergoing environmental issues, like somebody coming back from being enlisted or touring. Okay, could have possibly been at risk for post-traumatic stress disorder. Somebody losing a spouse is at high risk of dying themselves. Suicide risk, I believe, triples when your spouse dies. All right, so you need to watch the widow or the widower. Being unemployed for a long period of time, being in a relationship that is constantly of conflict and constantly tumultuous and a lot of turmoil and those. Those people could unfortunately feel like they have nowhere else to go. If somebody unfortunately was exposed to somebody else's suicide, they found somebody who was dead. That could put them at risk as well. And then, environmentally, somebody who does have access to things that they could use to kill themselves with. Someone has access to the pills, to the gun, to the knives, etc. Although, as we could see with Robin Williams, you could use anything, unfortunately, to commit suicide. It's a shame. All right? So there's biological factors, genetic factors, etc. All right? And now, what should you do to protect a family member? Okay? And we'll talk about some of the warning signs. Well, of course, you want to make sure that you identify them in the beginning. And if you think you're going to scare them off saying, oh, I think you're suicidal, you're coming with me, to be institutionalized. No, that may not work. What you want to do is whenever you approach a family member or approach somebody who is having an illness, you always talk about objective signs. Nobody wants to hear what you think. Okay? I think you may be getting diabetes. Nobody wants to hear that. Oh, I think you may want to kill yourself. No. Okay? You say the facts. Go, you've been withdrawn. You know, you've been withdrawn. I know you're unhappy. You've been more anxious lately. Right? Let's talk about that. Okay? You're anxious. You're not labeling them. You're not, you know, but you're identifying something that's, you know, true. You're not eating like you used to. Your eating is down. You don't have to take that and start accusing them of being suicidal. Because then they're gonna, you're gonna shut them out. They're not even gonna want anything to do with you or talk to you because they then will think what your next steps are. They'll go, you know, look, I'm noticing you're not sleeping well, you're tired a lot, you're kind of hiding yourself up in your room, you're not eating too much. You know, these symptoms are concerning me. Well, what, you think I'm gonna kill myself? I don't know what to think. All I know is these are the facts and this is what I see. You know, I mean, are you, you know, thinking about that? No, I'm not. See, you're thinking about me killing myself. No, I'm not. I'm just worried about you. I just want to know what's going on. Why aren't you eating this? Let's get you some help. Oh, I don't want to get help. You're an idiot. Okay, well, yeah, that, all right. Okay, and then we'll deal with that as that comes. But again, you start with the facts, okay? You want to make sure you have a good social support for that person. Peers, community, family, church, pastor, rabbi, etc. Okay? And the most difficult part of all of this is trying to get somebody who doesn't want to be helped into help. All right? So when somebody talks about dying, that could be a sign. When my friend killed himself, I didn't think anything was wrong. But then you think back going, you know what? He was kind of down on life. You know, and then you go, oh, wow. Yeah, he was talking about, you know, how life is stupid and how life doesn't make sense. And then I'm like, oh, my gosh, how could I have missed the signs? Well, because he didn't say it that way. We would be talking about something completely esoteric. And he's like, see, life just doesn't make any sense. And you're thinking it's about that other subject, but that was him maybe mentally reaching out. And it got missed. If you start to see that they're hoarding medicine or weapons or something. You know, why are you doing this? You know, why do you have a gun and now bullets? You need never used to have bullets before, or, you know, even though you should have bullets if you have a gun. I mean, obviously, but now they're in the same place as opposed to separate places. A lot of people will separate their bullets from their gun. You have the bullets next to the gun. That's new. Why? All right, that could be an issue. If they've ever talked about a suicide plan, if they've said, oh, you know what, next time this happens, I'm just going to go to the bridge, and I'm going to just park my car. I'm going to, you know, just take off my shoes. I'm going to climb the rail and jump. That's a little too specific, all right? When they talk about there's no reason to live, if they, you know, always seem to feel trapped, you know, if they appear to look, you know, like they're not sleeping, socially withdrawn, irritable, agitated, showing rage. Sometimes right before they decide to die, they do closure. So, your teenage son may give your daughter some of his most favorite possessions. And you're like, why are you doing that? You never want anyone to touch your baseball cards. You just gave your sister the baseball cards. That could be a huge warning sign. All right. Them all of a sudden kind of coming in and kind of saying, I love you guys. I love you for everything you've done. You know, if it sounds like they're talking about them going on a journey and you don't know where the heck they're going, that could be it. Okay. All right. But, you know, make sure you're able to talk to them. And if you are thinking suicide and there's enough for you to, you know, sit down and talk to them, make sure you have a professional that can help you if you don't think you can handle it yourself. Okay? Immediately get that professional. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 Bottles 30 Days Summer Giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Holly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I am really, really, really honored to have been asked to form a pediatric wing of Community Outreach Center, where I live in Southern Nevada, to help uninsured kids. I've been forming the Dr. Dahlia Foundation for Kids, but in the meantime, while we're waiting for our tax-exempt 501c3 status, which, of course, you know, because I complain about Obamacare, I don't know how quickly I'm going to get that. I've been asked in the interim to focus a lot of my efforts right now on getting this clinic set up for uninsured and underinsured kids in our city. And I am extremely, extremely excited. All right, anything we can do to these, you know, for these kids to get them the help, the access to health care we need it's a blessing. And it's something I never would have thought I'd been asked to do. And to get this suite going, it's going to take a lot of money and it's going to take a lot of work. And anybody who wants to help with this, I would greatly appreciate it. Go to my website at drdahlia.com. Contact me. Even if it's something as simple as little like gift cards to restaurants or whatever, when you fundraise and you do like raffles or auctions or things like that, everything seems to help. A lot of people think, darn, you know, when we're doing a fundraiser or, you know, when you're trying to, you know, build a what's that? You know, it takes a child to make a village, or it takes a village to raise it. Maybe that's the wrong analogy, but you know, you can't look at you building a whole building as, oh my gosh, you know, you need to have the cranes and all that. Sometimes all you need is that first brick, and sometimes all these little bricks together can make that whole skyscraper. I mean, we're trying to make a children's clinic, and we already have a lot of the means there. We just need to figure out ways to get the rest of the means, the rest of the thousands of dollars that are needed. So even if you can't help with thousands of dollars, if you could help by donating, you know, Walmart gift cards or things like that, we could turn around and use those as incentives to get people to fundraise or raffle or things like that. So it all helps. Anything you can do, please, please, please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Go to the Contact Us page, email, and we'll brainstorm. All right, colleges. We have Forbes. I don't know if it's Forbes top 100 list. I wonder, this is, yeah, America's Top Colleges. And this is America's Top Colleges in 2014, looking at student satisfaction, graduation rates, career success, student debt. Whew, sorry, have a hiccup coming that I'm trying to hold back. Here are the top colleges. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole 100. As you could guess, Stanford, Harvard made the list, but the number one college was Williams College in Massachusetts. I guess the average cost is $61,000. That's got to be a yearly cost, right? Student population is small, only 2,100 students. Wow. Stanford University came second, Swarthmore College and Princeton, then MIT, Yale, and Harvard at 5, 6, and 7, MIT, Yale, and Harvard. Then came Pomona College in California. I heard good things about that. United States Military Academy, number 9, Amherst College rounded out the top 10. Then we have Haverford College, University of Pennsylvania, Brown University, Bowdoin College, Wesleyan University, I apologize if I mispronounce these, Carleton College, University of Notre Dame, Dartmouth College, Northwestern University, and Columbia. Then comes the 21 on down. You guys could read the list later, like California Institute of Technology, you got Duke, University of Chicago, Tufts, Georgetown, Naval Academy, etc. Cornell, Rice. What makes a good college? Now, a lot of you guys are sending your kids off to college, if you haven't already. And what, we're mid-August right now? And you're hoping that your kid is going to a good school. Everybody always says, you know, when I ask the parents to bring their kids in for their, you know, goodbye physical, because they're on their way, you know, they want to make sure the kids have birth control and condoms and all sorts of other stuff, even though that's not what they say they're bringing the kids in for. I know what they want. You know, they're freaked out that their babies are leaving. I would be, too. I would be sewing the condom on my kid myself. I mean, you know, when my kid goes away to college, God willing. You know, they all say, oh, yeah, my kid's going to a great school. My kid's going to a great school. They're all good. What makes a good school? Makes a good school, all right, if the kid likes it, if the kid learns something, if the kid gets a degree, if the kid is safe, okay? If he's going to a school where he's not going to be shot, to me, that is a good school. All right, so any of those colleges out there that have good safety records, where you know, the kids feel safe doing what they need to do, good interactions with the teachers, are actually learning something and not being proselytized and inundated and brainwashed with liberal ideologies, to me, is a good school. I don't think there should be any brainwashing. I think it should be extremely objective. Unfortunately, college is where a lot of subjectivity gets injected. And it's a good learning experience for kids to go, you know, look, they're going to have to make a decision themselves. But unfortunately, many don't. When it comes to college, there's been a lot of talk. It doesn't even matter anymore. All right. You know, a lot of the jobs nowadays don't require college educations, or if you have a college education that doesn't save your job, you could still get fired. Sometimes the more qualified you are, the less of a chance you have to get hired. You know, I've seen PhDs have to work in jobs that they never expected they would have to because nobody really wants them and their PhD. It's too much money. I've seen doctor's offices do that. You know, you have LPNs and RNs, et cetera, and they're like, look, you know, I have all this experience. They're like, yeah, but you're, you know, a $45 an hour nurse. I could get an MA for cheaper, and unfortunately, doctors then will do that. You know, you could be overqualified, which is a shame. And so for those of you embarking on college right now and you're trying to find a career, I would say make sure, especially if you're spending $60,000 a year, whoa, Stanford, it looks like it's $60,749 a year. That's a lot of money. MIT, $59,000 a year. Yale, $61,000 a year. Wow. You know, if you're going to be $250,000 in debt coming out of a four-year university, I would strongly suggest you pick a degree that makes you extremely versatile, okay? All right, you know, I love science. I loved biology. I wanted to go to medical school, so it was very, very easy for me to just take my biology classes. I had to do plenty of them to get into medical school, so I did biology. It was great, all right? But, you know, yeah, am I really going to get a job at Google with a biology degree? Eh, maybe. You know, does your biology degree corner you in? All right? You know, now, luckily, medical school, like my medical school, they didn't want just biology majors. They took a Spanish major, a fine arts major, a world history major, an art major, you know, and because they wanted a balanced class. So, I would make sure you have some sort of business communications training. It doesn't have to be your major. But if the job is going to be looking at majors, then, you know, pick something that's very, very versatile. Okay, you're having a degree that's in something that could be, you know, because you may not be lifelong working the job that you think you are. Look at us doctors. I see so many doctors doing things that they never thought they were doing. You know, a bunch of my friends and I, we went to medical school to, you know, have a clinic and see patients in our clinic. Here I am doing radio and TV. One of my friends writing soundtracks for movies. Another one running a business. Another one, you know, operating a nonprofit. You know, we end up doing different things. So the more experience you can have and the more versatility, the better off you're going to be. People don't have just one career anymore. People now change their career all the time. They're saying the average person at a job now lasts only 2 to 3 years. True, this is a recession. Maybe things will change. But, you know, we were talking about yesterday how robots are taking over, going to be taking over fast food. You have robots able to make, you know, a burger every 10 seconds. So if I was going to suggest, if you think your job later is going to be able to be taken over by a robot, such as pharmacist, etc., then you may want to make sure you're getting your degree in something where we do have the robot takeover, you're able to slip into something else. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church. From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.